Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now the time is 8:16. A new report by the EPA released today has revealed that the number of people served at-risk public water supplies has increased again in 2023. And we caught up with Noel Byrne, Programme Manager in the Office of the Environmental Enforcement in the EPA a little earlier. And here's what he had to say.
Today, the EPA launched their 2023 report on drinking water quality in public supplies, which highlights that drinking water from public supplies is very good, with over 99.7% of samples complying with standards. However, the EPA, through its oversight role, has seen a lack of resilience at supplies. So, for example, the number of people served by at-risk supplies on the EPA's remedial action list has increased to over 500,000 in 2023. Now, we're also seeing there the number of boil water notices in place for greater than 30 days in 2023 was 46. And this is almost double the number that was there in 2022. So really what the EPA are seeing here, this highlights the need for Uisge Éireann to focus on improving resilience at supplies to prevent issues from escalating and impacting on people.
That was Noel Byrne there, Programme Manager in the Office of the Environmental Enforcement of the EPA. And I'm joined now by Dr. Jean O'Dwyer from the Water Quality Team of Research at University College Cork. Good morning to you. Jean, your reaction to this, I suppose, report, it's a mixed bag.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, it is. But I think it's also largely an expected kind of outcome when we have a kind of an ageing infrastructure and a lot of water supplies that need a lot of remediation and work. So I don't think it was a big surprise, but there's obviously a lot of work to do.
Okay. And you talk about water infrastructure, and the things I think most people think about our water infrastructure as a problem are the leaks. But are there other issues, you know, involving contaminants or pollutants or things that pose risks to people's drinking water?
Yes, absolutely. So Ireland is a bit unique in a lot of respects compared to continental Europe, where our drinking water comes from surface water. And surface water, regardless of any kind of human activities, gets contaminated. You know, nobody's going to take a glass out to a lake and have a drink, you know, because you know inherently that there's bacteria
sure.
in it or whatever. So we have problems in Ireland with that. And the boil notices there that the EPA are making note of is in relation to pathogens and bacteria and microorganisms. And chlorination, which we do to drinking water, will remove that. But we have supplies in Ireland that, well, they're not working effectively, that maybe there's not enough contact time with the chlorine. And then there's bigger issues. If people remember back in 2007 in Galway, there was a big cryptosporidium outbreak. Cryptosporidium is a specific microorganism that's particularly problematic because chlorine doesn't kill it.
Okay. Just to ask you, Jean, out of my own lack of knowledge of such things, you said unlike other countries, we get our water from surface water. Where do other countries get their water?
So a lot of hotter countries that wouldn't have surface water, like Spain and Portugal, wouldn't have a lot of lakes and rivers and things. They'd take it from groundwater. And groundwater would be inherently a bit cleaner.
So they would drill for water. Is that how that works?
Yes, okay. Yeah, they would. And groundwater would be higher quality because it's less at risk, I suppose, from surface contamination.
Okay. Is it more expensive to drill? Is that why we do it the way we are? Or just do we have such an abundance of surface water, it seems
easier? Yeah, we're lucky to have the water we do, so why not take it? It's easier to take it from the surface. And if you're serving a lot of people, I mean, even if you were taking it from groundwater, you'd still have to treat it anyway if you're giving it to a million people in Dublin,
okay.
for example, just in case. So the minimum treatment is disinfection anyway. In Ireland, because we have a lot of agriculture, because we have a wastewater
yeah.
treatment system that also aren't up to scratch really in a lot of cases, we need to do a bit more. And that advanced treatment of removing things like cryptosporidium is absent in quite a number of water treatment plants around the country. And I would hazard a guess that that's why there's a boil water notice in place in these areas. Yeah, that they're worried about people.
Boil waters appear to be going up those notices. So you're saying the infrastructure needs to be looked at. Agriculture is an issue. We have this surface water. Overall, though, can people take assurance that most water that they're drinking in Ireland is safe, that it's not problematic and is of a reasonable quality?
Yes, I mean, they have 99% compliance in most of their things, and really, Irish Water will let you know if you need to boil your water. And while it sounds like a lot of people affected, overall, we have a very good water quality and a water treatment system in place, but there are areas, and Irish Water know that. And of course, what they just need is time, resources and money. And they were hampered by COVID a bit, but they do have a list of remedial action sites that they are focusing on.
Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Dr. Jean O'Dwyer from the Water Quality Team of Research at UCC. I must say, Shane, that the two things when I was away at the weekend, and I come home, the two things I want are my bed, also a cup of tea, three things maybe. But the water in my tap, in my kitchen, to me is the most delicious tasting water, ahead of bottled water or water I've ever drunk anywhere else. I don't know where it even
fresh
comes.
Fresh from the hills of Wicklow.
I think it does come.
Greystone's water.
It's delicious. It's icy cold because I live in a freezing house. It's always cold. So, but it really is. So it's nicer than any water. But I may be in a minority of people who think that about their tap water.
I think a lot of people have not got brilliant water, and it is a problem. And those of us who have it, and it tends to be the public supply tends to be better.
Yeah.
Are lucky to have
love
it.
Love to know about how you feel about your own.
It's almost like you should pay for it. No, let's not go there. Let's not reopen that one.
Let's not know. Reopen do that you one. Have lovely, crystal clear, delicious water like I appear to be lucky enough to have, or do you have cloudy?
Is that only in Greystones?
Why we pay the big house prices. No, I've no idea. I think it does come from the mountains of Wicklow. Comes from one of those reservoirs. But anyway, let us know about your own water quality locally and how you feel about it, or if you're on a boil notice. We'd love to hear from you this morning.
Now, still to come on News Talk Breakfast with Ciara and Shane. Reaction to that news, Australia has become the first country to ban the sale of vapes without a prescription. We'll also hear from a homeowner about what it's like to live in a teeny tiny home.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.